Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will continue our discussion on poetry. In particular, the different types of stanzas that are there in poems, in different poems. Now, first of all, what is a stanza? See, broadly speaking, the way we have paragraphs in essays, newspaper reports, or in novels, similarly in poems, we have stanzas. So, what is the definition of stanza? A stanza can be said to be a grouping of verse lines in a poem. And usually the stanzas of a given poem are marked by a recurrent pattern of rhyme. Okay, recurrent pattern of rhyme, and are also uniform in the number of and the length of the component lines. Now, if you see or read any major poem, chances are that you'll find some kind of rhyming scheme or rhyming words, or you'll also find that the length of the lines in a particular stanza is almost the same. Of course, this is not something that can be applied to every poem, but in general, this is what you will find in a stanza of a poem. Okay. Now, in English literature, there are many types of stanzas, but the most famous ones you should at least know about. Now, the first is called a couplet. So, what is a couplet? Couplet is a pair of two lines. And to be more precise, it is a pair of rhymed lines. Okay. A pair of rhymed lines that are equal in length. That is what a couplet is. Now, a related phrase that you will come across again and again in English literature, okay, and especially in the works of Alexander Pope, John Dryden, ye log bahut use karte hain, and it's called heroic couplet. I told you what a couplet is, but what is a heroic couplet? See, heroic couplet is basically a pair of iambic pentameter lines rhyming in pairs. Okay, iambic pentameter lines rhyming in pairs. That is what a heroic couplet is. Okay, of course, it is still a pair of only two lines. But here we are also focusing on the rhyming scheme, on the meter, the foot. Uspe bhi dhyan hai. That is why it is heroic couplet. Uske baad, what is a tercet? T-E-R-C-E-T. Tercet or a triplet. What is that? As the name indicates, it is a stanza of three lines. Okay? And usually a tercet has a single rhyme. Now after that, a related issue to a tercet is a terza rhyme. So, ye terza rhyme kya hota hai? T-E-R-Z-A, terza, and rhyme R-I-M-E, terza rhyme. Basically, terza rhyme is composed of tercets or stanzas of three lines. Okay? Terza rhyme is composed of tercets which are interlinked in such a way that each is joined to the one following by a common rhyme. So, each stanza is linked to the next one by way of rhyme. For example, agar pehle stanza ka rhyming scheme hai A, B, A, then the second stanza's rhyme scheme would be B, C, B. The third stanza's rhyme scheme would be C, D, C. So, look at the link. Pehle mein A, B, A tha. So, B is going to act as the linking line, or the line which has a rhyme scheme of B is going to be the rhyme scheme that will be used in the next stanza. Okay? So, terza rhyme is composed of tercets which are interlinked in such a way that each stanza is joined to the next one with a common rhyme. And a good example of a literary work that uses this kind of rhyme scheme or this kind of stanzaic pattern can be Dante's Divine Comedy. Okay, Divine Comedy by Dante, very famous. And another very famous example in the field of English literature can be the famous Ode to the West Wind. Okay, by P.B. Shelley. Okay, Ode to the West Wind. So, I discussed couplet, pair of two lines, tercet, a stanza of three lines. Terza rhyme kya hota hai? Jisme multiple tercets hote hain. Use kehte hain terza rhyme. After that, what is a quatrain? Quatrain, as the name suggests, a stanza of four lines. Now, after that, there's something called rhyme royal. What is rhyme royal? Here, the stanza has seven lines. Okay? Seven lines. Saat lines hote hain. And the rhyming scheme is A, B, A, B, B, C, C. So, a stanza of seven lines. And this is famous because it was introduced by Geoffrey Chaucer in the famous work that he wrote, Troilus and Cresseid. Okay, this is the name of the work, Troilus and Cresseid. This is why this stanzaic pattern is famous, rhyme royal. Uske baad aate hain next pe, Ottawa rhyme. Now, what is Ottawa rhyme? This is also a type of stanza. And Ottawa rhyme has eight lines. Okay? Earlier, I was speaking about rhyme royal, which had seven lines. Ottawa rhyme has eight lines. And the rhyme scheme is A, B, A, B, A, B, C, C. Let me repeat that again. A, B, A, B, A, B, C, C. Eight line hote hain. और ये राइम स्कीम है. एंड अ गुड एग्जाम्पल इन द फील्ड ऑफ लिटरेचर कैन बी द फेमस पोएम बाय लॉर्ड बायरन कॉल्ड डॉन ओवैन. ओके, डॉन ओवैन बाय लॉर्ड बायरन, वेरी फेमस. इन दिस पोएम द स्टैंजाइक पैटर्न दैट इज फॉलोड इज ओटावा राइम. एंड वन मोर फैक्ट यू शुड नो इज दैट द वे वी हैड टर्जा राइम, इवन ओटावा राइम वॉज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड इन टू इंग्लिश बाय सर थॉमस वियट. ओके, सर थॉमस वियट, WYATT, okay, WYATT, Sir Thomas Wyatt. Now after that, Spenserian stanza. Now what is a Spenserian stanza? How many lines does it have? Spenserian stanza has 8 plus 1, means 9 lines, theek hai? And the 9th line has a particular name. It is called a Alexandrine, theek hai? Alexandrine kehte hain 9th line ko. So in total, a Spenserian stanza has 9 lines. And as the name suggests, it is called Spenserian stanza because it was formulated or devised by Edmund Spenser, okay, in his famous work called The Fairy Queen. And Fairy Queen was published in 1592-96. Okay, so it is almost 400-500 years earlier. Now one more thing you should keep in mind is that there is something called Sestina. Okay, S-E-S-T-I-N-A, Sestina. Now Sestina kya hota hai? It is basically a poem in which there are six stanzas of six lines each, theek hai? So the number of lines in a stanza will be six, but there are also going to be six stanzas. So that kind of poem is called a sestina. So from an exam point of view, remember the type of stanzas that are there, whether it be couplet, whether it be terza rhyme, whether it be a tercet, whether it be rhyme royal, ottava rhyme, Spenserian stanza, ये आपको पता होना चाहिए. सो यू शुड नो हाउ मेनी लाइन्स ईच ऑफ दीज स्टैंजाज हैज एज वेल एज व्हाट इज द राइम स्कीम इन द स्टैंजाज दैट इज यूज्ड. अलोंग विद दैट, हु इन्वेंटेड दिस और हु वाज द फर्स्ट राइटर टू यूज दिस काइंड ऑफ स्टैंजा, ठीक है? बिकॉज क्वेश्चंस विल बी रिलेटेड टू ऑल ऑफ दीज इश्यूज. हु ब्रॉट दिस इन टू द इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज फ्रॉम इटालियन और फ्रॉम सम अदर लैंग्वेज, और हु वाज द फर्स्ट वन टू यूज दिस type of stanza, what is the rhyming scheme, how many lines are there in rhyme royal. This is the kind of question that you can expect if they give questions on type of stanzas in poems.